It's Monday, the 22nd of April, and I am Leonard Vidbian with your 7am News Bulletin. In honour of Stress Awareness Month, Kathy Kambanda of National Mental Health Care Namibia shares valuable advice on how to effectively manage stress in our daily lives. Stress is an inevitable part of life, but learning how to cope with it can greatly enhance our well-being and overall quality of life.
Try to analyse, identify the problem. Analyse the problem after you've identified what is called the cause of stress. Analyze by breaking it down or doing research on the thing that you have identified, and then move on to the next step, which is planning towards how to overcome that stressful event or situation.
B2 Gold Namibia disclosed that the voluntary retrenchment initiative at its Oshikota mine near Oshivarongo commenced in March last year and is set to persist throughout this year. It's clarified that the ongoing phase continues to be voluntary, with mandatory retrenchment scheduled for next year. We sought labour expert Herbert Jauch's perspective on the matter.
People will not voluntarily leave work because they simply then won't have an income. So it's basically enticing people to accept a retrenchment, but to turn it voluntary is misleading.
Business researcher Joseph Shihama also weighed in.
This is actually something which is very bad. If we look at our country, for instance, you look at the current economic situation and so on. So now this really, it will hit the community of that area. So the negative consequences, it is just too much. I'm thinking about the socioeconomic on the community. So we talk about that there will be reduction quality living standard.
As complaints about the government's service delivery persist among Namibians since 1990, an increasing number of voices highlight the trend of appointing leaders without thorough consideration of qualifications or experience, a departure from standard practices in many sectors. Benda Nehonga of the Namibia Progress Party shared thoughts on elections and leadership, underscoring these concerns.
If we don't educate our fellow countrymen and women about why do people go and vote, because it's called polling station. You are being polled. People are going to be polled. That's why it's not called election station, is polling station, which means people, voters are expected to respond or to answer a certain question, although they are not clearly stipulated. But are you happy with the performance of the government, of the current government? Then you say yes or no.
Political analyst Rui Tiatende had this to say.
So what has happened in our political system since independence is that politics has been used as a ladder for wealth accumulation and not to serve the interests of the public.
The Democratic Alliance in South Africa asserts that it possesses compelling evidence indicating the African National Congress intends to utilize taxpayer money to bolster its electoral prospects in the upcoming election. Following last week's submission of a complaint to the public protector alleging manipulation of public resources by the ruling party, DA leader John Steenhuisen revealed details from a leaked recording purportedly from an ANC National Executive Committee meeting. According to Steenhuisen, the recording suggests that senior ANC officials instructed public office holders to misuse public funds to finance the party's election campaign. U.S. officials have told American media that an Israeli missile did hit Iran, though Iranian state media is downplaying reports of an attack. Israel had for days pledged to respond after Iran's unprecedented drone assault on Israel the previous weekend, a retaliation for what it claims was a deadly Israeli airstrike on its consulate in Syria earlier this month. Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
I'm not going to speak to what's been reported other than to say that the United States has not been involved in any offensive operations. The United States, along with our partners, will continue to work for de-escalation.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.